Pippa's sitting with the Gorgon when we arrive in the realms. Look, I've made you all crowns. They're my Christmas gifts to you. Her arms are ringed with small circles of flowers, which she places on our heads. Lovely. Oh, they are perfect, Pip, Felicity coos. And I've kept your enchanted arrows safe and sound, Pip says, slipping the quiver onto Felicity's back. Shall we take a trip on the river again? No, I think not, I answer. The Gorgon swivels her green face in my direction for a moment.
No travels today, Most High, she hisses.
No, thank you, I say. I am reminded of our last voyage, of that moment of hesitation. I do not know if I can trust the great beast who once led a rebellion against the Order. There was a reason for them to imprison her. I motion for the others to follow me to the garden. The toadstools have gotten fatter. Some of them seem near to bursting. We've found our teacher's name is an anagram for They Call Me Circe, Felicity tells Pippa after giving her all the news of our day. How exciting, Pip says. I wish I had been there to follow her. That was quite brave of you. Do you suppose Mrs. Nightwing is suspect too? Felicity asks. They are friends. I hadn't thought of that, I say, troubled. She didn't want us to know anything about the Order. That's why she dismissed Miss Moore, Pippa says. Perhaps Mrs. Nightwing has something to hide.
Or perhaps she doesn't know anything about it, Anne says.
Mrs. Nightwing has been the only mother she's ever known. I know what it is to have that certainty about someone you love taken from you. Mrs. Nightwing was a teacher at Spence when Sarah and Mary were there. What if she's been helping Sarah all the while, waiting for a time when she could return? Felicity says.
I don't like this talk, Anne stammers.
What if... Fee, I interrupt, giving a quick sideways glance to Anne. I think for now we'd best be about finding the temple. Nell Hawkins said we should look for a path. Have you seen any path round here, Pip? I ask. Pip gives me a quizzical look. Who is Nell Hawkins?
A lunatic at Bedlam, Anne answers. Gemma thinks she knows where to find the temple.
Pippa laughs. You're joking!
No,
I say, going red. Have you seen a path?
Hundreds! What sort of path are we looking for?
I don't know. The true path, that was all she said.
That's not much help, Pippa says, sighing. There is one that leads out from the garden that I've not taken yet.
Show me, I say. The one she speaks of is but a narrow lane that seems to disappear in a wall of leafy green. It is slow and arduous. With each step, we've got to push aside the broad leaves and fat beige stalks that leave thin ribbons of sap on our hands till we're sticky as treacle.
What a chore, Pippa moans. I hope this is the right way. I'd hate to think we've done all this work for nothing.
A stalk hits me square in the face.
What did you say?
Felicity asks.
Me? I've said nothing, I answer. I heard voices.
We stop. I hear it too. Something's moving in the heavy thicket. Suddenly it seems a bad idea to have come this way without knowing a thing about it. I put out a hand to stop my friends. Felicity reaches for an arrow. We're tight as piano strings. A pair of eyes appears between the fronds of the palm tree.
Hello? Who's there?
I ask.
Have you come to help us?
A soft voice asks. A young woman steps out from behind the tree, making us gasp. The right side of her body is horribly burned. Her hand is gone to the bone. She sees the shock on our faces and tries to cover herself with what's left of her shawl.
It was a fire at the factory, miss. Went up like a tinderbox, and we couldn't get out in time, she answers.
We? I ask, when I find my voice again. Behind her in the jungle growth are perhaps a dozen or so young girls, many of them burned, all of them dead.
Those of us who couldn't get out. Fire got some jumped and the fall got 'em, she says, matter-of-factly.
How long have you been here? I ask.
Can't rightly say, she answers. Feels like forever.
When was the fire? Pippa asks.
3rd of December 1895, miss. Lot of wind that day, I recall. They've been here about 2 weeks, less time than Pippa.
I've seen you before, miss, she says, nodding to Pippa. You and your gentleman.
Pippa's mouth hangs open.